Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Dina King, publisher of ncpreps.com, a member of the Rivals Yahoo Sports Network. I'm here for our weekly radio show here at NC Preps Radio. Going to give you a little info on what I'll be having on the show today, the latest high school football recruiting news, a little bit of high school recruiting basketball news, and then this past week, NC Preps released their All-State preseason All-State football team. I'll be going over that, and we'll be revealing this year's preseason NC Preps Player of the Year heading into the season. And our first segment, in the class of 2019 football recruiting segment, brought to you by our partner ScoreStream. ScoreStream is the best fan-driven high school sports app and platform out there today. They aim to empower fans, schools, and teams, coaches, everyone with the latest social media app. They've also released a new item this past week, Sports FX. If you check them out, download the app, and follow them on Twitter at ScoreStream. So the first player that I'm going to talk to you today, Emory Simmons, a wide receiver from Southview High School near Fayetteville and Hope Mills. A few weeks ago, he decommitted from Indiana and committed to UNC. Well, this past week, he has decommitted from UNC and has committed to Penn State. So he will be going up to Happy Valley up there at Penn State to play for the Nittany Lions. So he will be moving on up north. A player that is on the verge of committing, Travion Freshwater, a defensive end linebacker from Northeastern High School in Elizabeth City, North Carolina. He plans to commit on Monday. He's a four-star prospect, ranked number five in the state of North Carolina. So he will be making his decision. A lot of local schools are after him, and Virginia Tech's also in the mix, East Carolina, North Carolina, and several of the other schools, and we'll be anxiously awaiting to see who he picks on Monday. A big decommitment happened this week. Tony Davis, a defensive back from Hunter Huss in Gastonia, North Carolina, decommitted to Duke and opened up his recruitment. And some of the top schools that are pursuing him are UNC, Georgia, and Tennessee. So that was a big blow to the Blue Devils class because Davis is a four-star kid. And, you know, he just decided to reopen everything and look somewhere else. Garrett Williams, an athlete from Hickory Ridge, he committed to Syracuse yesterday. He's a three-star prospect there for newly hired Coach Sam Griner there at Hickory Ridge. It was a big reason why the Raging Bulls were very successful last year. So we're going to go into our second segment right now. And it's the NC Preps All-State team, the preseason team that was recently announced a few days ago. I thought I would post it or talk about it today on the webcast. It's brought to you by another great partner of NC Preps, VTO Sports. VTO Sports is the leader in combine camp space. They provide groups of events that enable student athletes and their family the opportunity to field develop and compete as they determine their path in the high school recruiting process. So here we go with the 2018 preseason All-State football team. On offense, quarterback Sam Howell from Sun Valley. Howell, a high four-star quarterback who is verbally committed to Florida State, had an outstanding year last year, helped lead the Spartans to a very deep playoff run. Very big expectations for Sam again this year. So Sam Howell at Sun Valley High School in Union County, North Carolina, near Monroe, Indian Trail. He is the quarterback that we selected. Power running backs, and they're really good. Quavaris Crouch from Harding University out of Charlotte, a five-star prospect, top five player in the country, has offers. He hasn't committed. He has offers from everybody in the country. He can just pick anywhere he wants to go. Nobody's going to turn him down. That's Quavaris Crouch. Running back Zonovan Knight from Southern Nash High School, another highly ranked kid, three-star, who is committed to NC State. He's the other running back. At wide receiver, Nolan Grohl from Huff High School out of Cornelius, who's committed to Wake Forest. A very good wide receiver pickup for the Demon Deacons. And Nolan has been outstanding his whole career, that started at Davidson Day and won a few private school championships. And he's went over to Huff when Davidson Day program stopped. So congratulations to Nolan. Wide receiver Coffrey Brown out of West Mecklenburg in Charlotte. Coffrey has not decided, but he's got several big-time programs in his final schools, including locally UNC is one of his choices of top four or five schools. Tennessee's another. So his brother Diami was an All-State player last year who is currently on the UNC team this year. Wide receiver Donovan Green from Mount Airy High School. Donovan was a Duke commit and later decommitted and now is going to join Nolan Grohl at Wake Forest. He committed to the Demon Deacons a few months ago. So Donovan Green, who is also an outstanding defensive back, just a great athlete, great leap and ability. He is one of our wide receivers. And another one, a upcoming junior, Porter Rooks from Providence Day, one of the top underclassmen in North Carolina. Of course, he's not committed anywhere, but he's another outstanding player from the city of Charlotte. Tied in, Travion Kenyon out of Monroe High School. He is committed to South Carolina. And then we get to the big boys, the offensive linemen. First off, Tristan Miller from Charlotte Country Day, headed to NC State. Parker Moore from the Mallard Creek program that just keeps pushing out D1 prospects right and left every year. The probably the dominant program recruiting wise in North Carolina. Parker, he's committed to Maryland. Offensive lineman Timothy McKay out of Wakefield High School out near Raleigh. He's also an NC's commit. Offensive lineman Larry Dowdy from South Point High School. He's not committed, but, you know, he's one of the best in that area. South Point always has a great football team, great tradition, and he's one of the big reasons that South Point has that awesome running game they have every year. So looking for big things out of Mr. Dowdy this year. And then our final offensive lineman, DeMarcus Mills out of Mooresville. He's also not committed, but he has several – area schools wanting him as a player. So congratulations to all the offensive players. We're going to head down to the defense, starting with the defensive lineman, Savion Jackson from Clayton High School, 4-star, the number 2 ranked player in North Carolina, who's heading to NC State. He's going to be there to anchor Coach Hunter Jinks' defense there at Clayton. So big Savion Jackson at defensive lineman. Another defensive lineman, Josh Harris from Person High School, another 4-star kid headed to NC State. I know this seems like repetitive, but NC State has got several kids on this team. It speaks well for Coach Dave Dorn and the Wolfpack. A player that we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Travion Freshwater out of Northeastern, 4-star. Number 5 prospect out of North Carolina. He's going to make his decision on Monday. And then defensive lineman C.J. Clark out of North Stanley High School, committed a few months ago to NC State, 4-star prospect. Can almost say the defensive line is almost all Wolfpack. Travion Freshwater, if he commits to Wolfpack, they could have the whole front four on that team. So anything is possible. So we're heading to the linebacker prospects. Osita Ekwonu out of Providence Day in Charlotte. He's heading to Notre Dame to play for the Fighting Irish. Linebacker Lee Kapogba out of Parkland High School in Winston-Salem. He's committed to West Virginia. He wants to play for Coach Holmgren and the Mountaineers up in Morgantown. Linebacker Drake Thomas at Heritage High School in Wake County, committed to the Wolfpack of NC State. Another kid we mentioned earlier, defensive backs, Tony Davis out of Huss in Gastonia. Decommitted to Duke. He's wide open. UNC, Georgia, and Tennessee are in the mix for him. Defensive back Shaheen Battle from Rocky Mount High School has committed to NC State, one of the top athletes, you know, in the state. So he's committed to the Wolfpack. Defensive back Anthony Harris from Havelock High School, the eastern part of the state. He has committed to Tennessee. And defensive back Tyus Fields from Huff High School. I don't believe he is committed yet, but he has several great offers on the table for him. Now we're going to jump into the special teams and athletes. We got 3 athletes that made the team. J.R. Walker from Clayton High School. He played his first few years at Northeastern and has transferred to Clayton High School. He is a 3-star prospect and has got several in-state offers, NC State, Carolina, ECU, several schools wanting his services. He hasn't decided where he's going. Athlete Coleman Rock from Ledford High School. He's verbally committed to UNC. He plays a variety of positions, wide receiver, DB, a great versatile player. For the Panthers is Coleman. Athlete Garrett Williams, who we said just recently, yesterday, committed to Syracuse out of Hickory Ridge High School, a 3-star prospect. And then our kicker is Jeremiah Kim out of Hoggard High School. Punter is Nestor Lopez out of East Henderson High School. Long snapper is Drew Little out of North Stanley High School. And Drew has verbally committed to UNC, so he's going to take his special skills to Chapel Hill for Coach Larry Fedora. And our kickoff punt return specialist is Quentin Cooley out of Southern Nash High School. So that's the NC Prep 2018 NC Preps preseason All-State football team. And like what we do every year, we will name our preseason player of the year, and we're going to do this right now. It's not even up on the website, so we're going to announce it right now. The 2018 NC Preps preseason player of the year will be running back Quavaris Crouch out of Harding University High School in Charlotte. He is a five-star prospect, top five player in the country. He is 6'3", 220 pounds. Last season, he played running back, linebacker, and some defensive end for Harding. He has a Who's Who college offer list, will be playing for anybody he wants to in the country, possibly next year. He was a big part of the Harding University Rams state championship team. He played both ways and was outstanding on both sides of ball and brought Harding a 2017 4A state championship last year. So congratulations to Quavaris Crouch. He got this award based on what he did last year, and we're hoping to see just even a greater year out of this young man this upcoming season. Because as all you football fans know, football practice started in North Carolina on Monday. So it's here, folks. It's, you know, we're gearing up here in the next few days for our scrimmages and jamborees to get the kids ready for the upcoming 2018 season, which will kick off in a couple of weeks. So that ends our high school football portion of the show. And I've got a note for our high school basketball fans here, just a little note. Isaiah Wilkins, a 6'3 guard out of Mount Tabor High School in Winston-Salem, has just verbally committed to play college basketball at Virginia Tech Hokies up there for Coach Buzz Williams. So congratulations to Isaiah on that big decision. And I know Coach Muse and the Spartans are very proud of Isaiah and everything. And so NC Preps wants to congratulate all these kids that made their decision on whether they're playing at the next level. And congratulations to all the kids that made the preseason All-State team. It's never an easy task. I mean, there's so much talent here in North Carolina that it's hard to do. There's several kids, you know, they may feel disappointed or disrespected that they didn't get selected. But, hey, this is just the preseason and kind of what the kids did last year. Go out and prove me wrong. Go out and prove other wrongs. I mean, go out and have the best season that you can and do it at the end of the season. That is more important. It's a nice honor to get some preseason buzz, but at the end of the day, it's what you do at the end of the year. And like some people say, individual honors is nothing. The team goal. Go out and win you a state championship, get yourself a state championship ring. Well, that's going to be it this week for the show. Next week, I hope to have a few more recruiting notes and possibly a special guest next week. And I just want everyone to know if a player, a coach, coaches, parents, if you have a player or your son commits to a school, tag me on Twitter, send me a message. You know, my Twitter is at NC Preps. And one last thing, don't forget to visit the ncpreps.com website. The message boards, it's full of fanatical fans that love their high school football. Usually you can find someone from every corner of the state, from Murphy to Manio. So check out the boards, 1A board, 2A board, 3A board, 4A board. And for you Hoops fans, we also have a basketball board. So This is Dana King signing off. I hope to talk to you next week and see you out on the football field. You guys take care. Bye-bye.